Alrighty, folks, welcome along to a special episode of the Beer to Parade podcast. I hadn't actually planned to do this episode just yet. However, there's been a few things that have come to light that have made me kind of think about that and actually go ahead and do this episode. So you'll remember in the conversation that I had with Mervyn Gibson that there was two documents that were leaked around the 12th this year. One of them was in regards to the idea of changing the route for the 12th of July in Belfast, and the other was another document that was created by the county, Belfast County Lodges, in regards to the idea of an approved bonds register. Now, what I'm hearing is that this document in regards to the approved bonds register is a done deal. This is coming into effect and will come into effect in July 2024. So what I thought I'd do is I'd go through some of the aspects of this document. Let's talk about it in regards to, are there any positives in it? And are there any negatives in this? And does this have the capacity to potentially damage relationships between the county and the local bonds? And anybody that's seen this document or read this document, I'm sure like me, you'll have some mixed feelings in regards to some of the stuff that's in it. So what I thought I'd do is I'm going to go through this step by step. So forgive me if I look like I'm not concentrating on the camera or anything. I have the document on my computer sitting in front of me, so I'll probably be scrolling and stuff through that to get to the points. But we're going to go through the rationale behind it, what the application process is, looking at some of the rules that they're talking about introducing for bonds. What does that mean for those of us who are in the bond scene? And then the potential implications that it has in regards to how on earth do the county intend to actually implement this. So sit back and maybe not relax as we get into discussing the approved bond register from the County Grant Lodge of Belfast. So it's important to note that this is a document that's going to be adopted into the County Grant Lodge of Belfast bylaws. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read the start of this and then we'll take it bit by bit from there. All right. And where possible, what I'll hope to do in the edit here is I'll put parts of the document in the space that's here. Hopefully, anyway, and you can read along and see what I'm talking about. And you know that I'm not just reading something for the sake of it. So at the very start of this, in the introduction, the county states that they're committed to maintaining highest standards of decorum and discipline, especially whilst on parade. And I think that's something we can all get behind. We want to have, you know, quality parades with a high level of decorum and discipline. They talk about the relationship between loyal orders and their bonds always having been strong. All right. And that they're saying that this is foremost in their thinking in regards to introducing this register. All right. So they're saying here that it's going to be introduced and effective, as I've already said, from the 12th of July, 2024. And what they're saying is that only bonds that are accepted and registered on this will be eligible for any engagement by any lodge, district or county within the jurisdiction of the County Grant Lodge. All right. So they're saying that this is going to set a structure around bonds being accepted onto the register and the eligibility to be engaged by lodges, a code of management, a censure procedure and outcomes, and a register architecture. All right. So what does that actually mean? So it's being promoted then as a tool for the betterment of relationships between bonds and their engaging lodges, and not for any other reason. Now, there is a wee bit in another part of this document that says that the relationship between bonds were already really, really strong. However, that they don't see any other way forward in terms of the relationship with bonds other than this bonds register. But if relationships are strong, and this doesn't necessarily apply to every bond, as I think it says in this as well, I really don't know what they're talking about. You know, then, I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. If there is strong relationships between the bonds, then surely to goodness, there should be lines of communication that can be opened up between the bonds and the county to deal with any issues that come up. And but we'll get into that as we go along. All right. So the other thing that they're saying is that they're trying to deal with things with standards in regards to things not properly being adhered to and having procedures for dealing with, I suppose, disciplining. And for me, that means they're going to administer discipline to bonds who don't meet the rules that are laid within this. All right. So the rationale that they're saying here is that the rationale of the register is that control over which bonds are acceptable and which bonds are unacceptable. Now, for me, folks, there's the first red flag for me. What exactly are they talking about? Bonds that are acceptable and bonds that are unacceptable. Given the fact that they've said that there's a strong relationship between the county, the lodges, and their bonds, are they saying that there are certain bonds that they don't actually want to take part in parades? Now, I know that you can get I can get this wrong. You know, that may not be the intention behind these words, but it's difficult to kind of see what they're actually meaning when they use it so clearly as bonds that are acceptable and bonds that are unacceptable. All right. And then they're going to scrutinize applications for acceptance or rejection based on this register and its standards. Okay, so what they're saying is they're going to have a committee. And the committee then is going to have the Deputy County Grand Master, who will chair it, and also the County Grand Lodge Secretariat. And they will then issue the protocols to lodges, or what they call sponsors, of bonds in terms of them seeking inclusion on the register. So there's going to be a go-between. So someone from a local private lodge who has a relationship with the bond will be designated as a sponsor. They will then liaise with the bond to get them to fill in the paperwork. They will then bring this paperwork to the approved bonds register committee, who will then decide whether that bond's acceptable or unacceptable and whether they are allowed to be engaged by an Orange Lodge in 2024. So the remits then of this committee are as follows. So basically, they are going to decide on the applications that are received and then give that within a particular time frame in terms of whether they're accepted or rejected. All right. So here we go with this. The other thing is that they're going to ensure that sponsors should guarantee their potential bond understand and are signed up to the code of management. So we'll get into that as well. And have completed an application form. So the sponsor are going to go and say, listen, we want to guarantee this bond. Well, they're going to come and get the bond to sign up to the code of management and then complete an application form. This is a mandatory requirement, all right, for all bonds. And there's no application that will be considered unless it's completed by both the bond and the sponsor. Now, that has the potential to cause some issues as well, but we'll get into that a wee bit later on. The other thing that the committee will do is they'll hear or decide on any complaint or allegations, verbal, visual, or written, made against the bond on its members, and they adjudicate and decide on any disciplinary action that may be required, including removal from the register, either temporarily or permanently. So this committee are going to sit in judgment of bonds in terms of their behavior on parade. So someone is going to have to write a report, or they're going to see something on a video or whatever, and then they're going to sit and pass judgment on a bond as to whether they can continue walking with lodges in the county. And then they'll also appraise the County Grand Master in the writing up of any of these disciplinary actions and sanctions that are awarded. And they'll also appraise the workings of the committee from time to time as instructed by the Deputy County Grand Master. All right. So what is the process of these applications? What is it you need to do? So I've already given a wee bit of a hint as to what that actually means. But what they said, all bonds from all jurisdictions. So that means if you're a bond that doesn't, that's outside the Belfast area, if you're in Scotland, England, or wherever that happens to be, your application will have to be presented to this committee by the sponsor from your lodge. So this is what they're saying is going to happen. All right. So the lodge sponsor will visit the intended bond that they want to engage. They'll explain the rationale of the approved bonds register. They'll give them a copy of the code of management, which they're calling Protocol 1, and an application form, which is Protocol 2, to the bond for their consideration, acceptance and signature, all right? Which will then, if they do that, will then be returned to the committee, all right? The lodge will then return to the bond after acceptance for inclusion on the register is then given, and then the lodge can then engage the bond in a contract that can be signed like we normally do anyway. So this is in addition to the contract that already exists between a lodge and a bond in terms of engaging for a parade. They'll also, the sponsor will also then notify the bond if they have been excluded from the register and the reasons for which they have been excluded, all right? So the other thing then is that they will do the follow. So basically after that, they'll complete the process of application, and what this happens is, so the sponsor from the lodge will go to the district secretary, to the committee, and then a bond will be notified about this. So what they're saying, if your bond comes from another jurisdiction, so if you're in Scotland or whatever else, you'll receive your documents via the post. You'll have to return them via post, and then if there's any queries or issues around that, they'll be addressed either via the phone or private social media messaging, all right? The completed application, whether endorsed or rejected, will then come to the committee, who are the final and absolute authority, all right? The sponsor for an application on behalf of a bond will be notified in 14 days in receipt of the application of the decision of the committee, whether that's a yes or a no. If you want the appeal, or there's in terms of that, the only way to appeal that is from the sponsor to the county grant master. But the county grant master has the final say. Their decision, according to this, is final and absolute. Now, in their conclusion in this section, they're saying it's strongly considered that this approved bonds register is the only way forward, ensuring that bonds are of the standard demanded by the CGL. Now, I don't agree with that. I don't think this is the only way of doing that. I think if bonds already have a strong relationship with their lodges, and let's face it, a lot of lodges and bonds have been engaged with each other for a considerable amount of time. Now, I know that that's not the case for every lodge and every bond, but for a lot of lodges, their relationship with their bond is quite solid. And that's intimated in this document as well, you know, in terms of recognizing that there's a strength there. Surely to goodness, there can be a dialogue that takes place between a lodge, between the bond, to say, here's what our expectations are in regards to what we want to see on the road. We want to make sure that you adhere to that. And if there's any breaches of that, surely that should be between the bond and the lodge as well, and in terms of whatever that happens to be. So I think that there's parameters that are a bit better than us, but I definitely don't see that this bonds register is the only way of dealing with this. I think, you know, even the likes of the creation of bonds forums and being able for the Orange to be able to connect with the bonds and that kind of stuff and talk about these things rather than impose this stuff, I think is a bit draconian in regards to it. I almost feel like you're being punished before you even start the process, because there's all talks of sanctions and disciplinary action and stuff. That's not really the kind of relationship you want to have with the lodge. We'll have a discussion about how we want things to get better together. Surely that's the way forward for the community as a whole. Anyways, let's discuss this together. So I don't know what level of discussion has taken place between the county and bonds. I'm certainly not aware of any that's taken place. Well aware that there are plenty of lodge members, or maybe people who are connected with the County Grand Lodge, who are members of bonds or closely connected with bonds, but I am definitely not aware of any interaction with bonds in regards to the drafting of this document and everything else that's within it. So what else are they saying? What else is in this? So what we have is this code of management, this protocol number one. All right. So essentially, this protocol number one is the rules that they are expecting bonds to obey by when they're engaged by lodges from Belfast County. So what are they? Let's find out. All right. So again, the language in this is very legal, you know, in terms of, as a part of this registration, it will be a mandatory requirement to comply with the instructions below, and failure to become a signatory to these instructions will render a bond ineligible to participate in any parade or demonstration held under the auspice or within the jurisdiction of the County Grand Lodge of Belfast. Any parade or demonstration? Is this saying what I think it's saying? That if you don't sign up to this, that you can't walk in any parade? That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Let's go on. Bonds are to strictly adhere to this code of management to preserve the dignity, decorum, and good name of the County Grand Lodge. So it's all about the County Grand Lodge, all about their good name. And I'm being a wee bit facetious there. But really? Is this really what this is about? To preserve the good name of the County Grand Lodge? Surely to goodness, that's your responsibility to look after the, you know, the good name of that. Yes, bonds play a part in regards to how they walk and stuff, and that's what they're maybe trying to do here. But at the end of the day, you know, bonds are a separate entity. So by doing this, we will enable our friends to be both proud and to praise our behaviour whilst preventing our adversaries from further demonising our beloved institution, culture and heritage by setting poor or bad discipline while on parade and on during the day of demonstration. All right, so I get it. Everybody wants to have a parade that people don't have any kind of, you know, hassle with whatsoever. People are people, though. Things happen on the day. Things can, you know, unforeseen circumstances can happen that, you know, people have a bit of a rift on the day or whatever else. And it's all about how that's dealt with. I don't think this is the way to be doing it, though. So all bonds shall adhere to the instructions of the Worshipful Master of the Lodge by whom they're engaged and by the marshals who are speaking on behalf of the Worshipful Master with his absolute authority. Again, the language here is absolutely draconian in this regard. And let's get into some of this bits and pieces. So the first thing that comes into this here, bonds are requested to walk at a pace of 110 beats per minute, right? And to carry themselves in a disciplined and dignified manner. Now, the disciplined and dignified manner, I think most bonds could do that anyway. Do you know what I mean? This, the idea that somehow we're a ragtime bunch of people. Bonds have developed so much over the years in regards to discipline, style, and appearance. People take pride in how they appear. People take pride in how they march on the road. And I think that's to some degree that can be a given. There may be a few exceptions, but on the whole, I think the decorum from bonds in terms of their marching style, etc., is very good. 110 beats a minute, right? So how are they going to manage that? So if you don't walk at 110 beats per minute, does that mean that's a black mark against your name in terms of the bond, and that is could potentially be something that you're sanctioned for? So is there going to be somebody from the lodge, a marshal or whatever, who's walking along with a metronome alongside the bond that's clicking at 110 beats per minute so to make sure that the bond is actually doing that? I mean, I don't know about you, but I just think that's ludicrous. I don't know how they even think about enforcing that. And that's one of the very first rules that we have here is walking at 110 beats per minute. There's some bonds that walk a hell of a lot faster than that. So if they walk at some bonds, I mean, the regimental bond probably walk about, what, 114, maybe 116. So what are they going to do about it? I don't know how they make sense of that. So the next one then is, bond captains are to ensure that not more than 4 meters or approximately 13 feet are allowed between bonds, lodges, vehicles at any time on parade. So the bond captain's responsibility to ensure that the lodge behind him is no more than 13 feet away from him, right? And the vehicles that are in front are no more than 13 feet ahead of them or whatever. So the bond captain's responsibility is that. Surely to goodness, that's the marshal's responsibility on parade to ensure that there's appropriate space. And I know this is to deal with gaps in the parade. I get it. Some lodges aren't that big. So You know what I mean? And I know this could be a case of making sure there's no gaps or making sure that larger bonds aren't right up the backside of smaller lodges. But surely to goodness, that's the marshals from each lodge to ensure that there's appropriate spacing between bonds and vehicles and so on. That cannot be the bond captain's job. Surely to God, I mean, tell me if you think that I'm losing the plot here. But surely to goodness, it has nothing to do with the bond captain in regards to how far back the lodge is or how far in front a vehicle happens to be whenever they're on parade together. I am stupid, absolutely stupid. All right. The other thing then is only the carriage of Union, Ulster, Scottish and other approved flag standards is permitted. These shall not display emblems prescribed by current or future legislation, and these are be carried in a similar formation as those used by the institution. Quasi-military marching and style of dress is to be discouraged. Right. So we all know where this is going, right? This is very similar to the issues that exist in Scotland. So basically, certain flags are now going to be banned. So bonds that are related to prescribed organizations, etc., are now going to be banned. All right, bonds aren't going to be allowed to fly them. Are you only allowed to carry national flags or other flags that they deem? So are they going to have some kind of committee here that talks about what flags are acceptable? So that's another aspect, which I don't even think it's mentioned in this in regards to how do they deem which colours are actually acceptable, unless all they're only saying that Ulster, Scottish and Union flags are going to be the only flags that are there. So there, I don't think there's anything actually in this that says there's an approved flag standards list as well. So we're going to need that before we go anywhere else. All right. Quasi-military marching. Now, what the hell does that mean? Quasi-military marching. Surely to goodness, if a bond is walking in a way, because let's face it, bonds are formed around the whole idea of a military corps of drums. If they're swinging their arms, they're doing whatever. Is that not quasi-military marching? Or are they talking about something else? Are they talking about some level of paramilitary style approach to things? I don't get this. I really don't. Now, some people may say, Glenn, oh, you're being a wee bit naive here. Am I? Because if you put about bonds that are wearing uniforms that are almost direct copies of a military unit or a military bond, and they walk in a fashion that is in accordance with it, is that quasi-military marching? Or is that just standard good discipline and decorum, which is what this bonds register is supposed to bring in to being? Again, I don't see how they enforce this. Bonnerets and bond standards may be carried as above. However, these also shall not display emblems as prescribed by current or future legislation. So it's nice of the Orange to say, it's great that you can carry a bonneret that has your bond standard on it, or a flag that represents your bond, as long as it doesn't have any kind of adherence or similarities to those of what are considered to be prescribed organizations. A lot of bonds are going to fall foul of this. Bonds carry some flags, but also some bonds emblems or their badges are you know, inspired by other things. And does that mean that they're now going to be off the road or be disciplined as a result of this? I actually think that even on the 1st of July, in terms of the bond that leads the county around Belfast, are they going to be full foul of this? Given what they're saying in this, definitely sounds like it. Next then, the practice of double bass drumming, counter drumming with or against another bond is discouraged, as is the throwing of the bass pole by drum majors. That although these may be an important part of bond tradition, they could lead to the worshipful master being prosecuted through the courts for any injury incurred by anyone in the vicinity. Now, I know that a lot of things being leveled at bonds in regards to this is this whole idea of safety. And that's how we're being pretty much attacked, as it's saying that there needs to be more safety mechanisms put in place for parades. All right. But double bass drumming. All right. So Mervyn was saying on the episode he was on, the bonds have never been allowed to carry two bass drums. And that's what they mean about double bass drum. I don't think they're being in double beating. Because if they're being in double beating, no Bond's going to be able to walk then, because most Bonds will do some form of double beat in their performances. Counter drumming with or against another Bond is discouraged. So this idea of, you know, if you're passing another Bond or whatever, that you do something to put them off. And that's where they're coming from with this idea of everybody marching at the same pace, same, you know, whatever. Listen, I don't see how you enforce this either. You know, the idea of counter drumming. Have better routes then. I've already said this. Have a better route. If you don't want Bonds counter drumming against each other, don't have them passing each other. You know, come up with a route that means that doesn't happen. And the throwing up of bomb poles. Gee, what the? Oh, seriously? I mean, I get it. I get what you're saying, well, from a health and safety thing. Is this, are we talking about the big base poles with, you know, the sort of the silver or brass endings on them and stuff? Or are we talking about all those wee kids that walk about with wee wooden bomb poles that have, you know, a tennis ball on the end of them, and they're throwing them up, and they're not going to be allowed to throw them up or whatever? I don't see how you enforce this. I really don't. I think it's ridiculous, that one. And I get where they're coming from with the health and safety thing, but my goodness. We're supposed to be encouraging people to take part in Bonds. And you've seen some of the Bonds that are out there. They've got loads of kids here involved, and that's how they get in. They're throwing bomb poles up, and they get really skilled at it. And some people love to see that. Some people love to see the skill that's on display with you know, drum majors and their bomb poles and stuff. But here, we're gonna take that out. Great. Alcohol is forbidden en route to and from the demonstration venue, and whilst on parade, and the use of foul or abusive language is to be discouraged. Now, I can get with this. I can get with the whole idea of alcohol and how that causes issues. And anytime you talk to people about their issues with the parades and stuff, they talk a lot about drunkenness. They talk about, you know, there being too much drink taken. And I think, you know, we can all, you know, admit even things like the Blue Bag Brigade and stuff like that. We don't want to see that type of stuff happening. So maybe there's something in this here. And further abusive language is to be discouraged. I get it. You know, if you're out on parade, there's kids, it's a family event, you maybe want things to be clean. But so, you know, sometimes things happen in regards to people just let stuff slip. And it happens, whatever else. So I hate to see how, you know, stringent they might get with this idea of, you know, the use of foul and abusive language as well. So here's the next one. Bonds are requested to give way. And this is relating a wee bit back to the point previously. Bonds are requested to give way by other approaching bonds where the roads are narrow. A lodge bond marshal should communicate with each other regarding this as to who should give way in order to avoid any possible confusion. Better routes. I know I'm going to sound like a broken record there, but if you don't want to have an issue of bonds giving way or whatever else, then just make sure that they can't pass each other. Now, that may be impossible to do. There may be certain things where it's impossible to do that. I mean, you know, you get the idea, bonds love a wee blowout. I'm not a big fan of the blowout. That's just me, all right? But surely to goodness, it would be, yes, the Lords Marshals should definitely be in charge of that. But doesn't that happen already? Don't they do something where they say, listen, let's work out who's going first or whatever. And if, depending on where you are at a route, you know, if there's the bond that's heading in one direction is further along the route than the other bond, surely they should give way, let the other bond through. There's easy ways of talking this out rather than, you know, giving us this into here, this give way thing and all that, then to avoid any possible confusion. Well, surely to goodness, if we communicate it effectively at the start of a parade or before it happens, saying there's going to be stuff here, make sure you're mindful of this and look out for what your marshals are saying. That's common sense. Bonds are then requested to pay a suitable compliment to County Grant Master, District Master, Lodge Master, when and if appropriate, whether this be in the form of a salute or some other method of recognition employed by Bonds, with the Worshipful Master acknowledging this action and also paying the Lodge appreciation to the Bond at the parade's conclusion. So, we all know that when we get to the end of a parade, that there is this procession through. The county split on either side, and the Bonds walk through. Most of them play something while the lead Bond and the representatives from the county applaud, and the Bonds pass on through. So, does this mean that we're not saying that we can't play going through this? That we have to do something like an ice raid or something to acknowledge that would a drum major not you know, suffice for that, if the drum major's given a salute or something, or acknowledges the county in some shape or form, is that not acceptable? But the band has to do that? I don't know. Again, for this document supposed to be bringing clarity, it definitely raises a lot more questions. Band personnel are then strongly recommended or encouraged to accept this code of management in its entirety and in the spirit that it's intended. They are, however, to note that appropriate disciplinary action will be taken upon alleged offences being proven to the satisfaction of the County Grand Lodge and subject to any appeal that may lead to bonds removal from this approved bonds register. In conclusion, bonds are reminded that the County Grand Lodge is primarily a Christian fraternal organisation and as such demand the highest standards from its brethren who are governed by the rules and regulations of the institution and all who accompany them on parade, and therefore willful or neglectful disobedience of instructions cannot and will not be accepted or tolerated. So you don't really have a choice here. You're being strongly encouraged to accept this code of management. However, if you don't, you can't be on the register. So what are they saying? You're strongly encouraged to accept it. Or the alternative is don't accept it. You don't get to walk in parades that are governed by the county or within the jurisdiction of the county. So they're not really strongly encouraging you to accept it at all. They're telling you, you need to accept these rules. No other answer is acceptable. No other debate is going to be hard on this. You have to accept these rules. I have to say, I don't think that a lot of bonds will accept all of these rules. In essence, you could say, is there loads of stuff in here that, you know, it's unacceptable? I think there is. I think there's quite a lot in here that's unacceptable. And I think there needs to be a greater discussion that takes place between the bonds, between the lodges, between the county in regards to dealing with this. So let me know what you think in the comments section below. So then after you do that, you then have an application form that you fill in, your bond name, your secretary name, etc. That's all then filled in. And then after all that there, you can either have you'll be approved. And then there's also then protocol number 3, which they didn't mention, but is a letter of censure. So if for whatever reason you are found to be in contradiction to these rules, then you'll get a letter to you from these in terms of outlining the date of the concern, the location of the concern, details of the incident, and whatever prescription that they are going to apply to that particular bond. And then it'll be kept on record for a certain period of time. Now, I don't know about you. I don't see this. I don't think this is a good move from the Orange. I think in terms of what they're trying to say, which is strengthen the relationship with the bonds, I think this is going to weaken the relationship with bonds. I don't think that this is the way forward at all, folks. I think there are better ways of us being able to work together and deal with some of the issues that are evident on parade. Yes, there are issues that are there and stuff, but we could definitely do better than this. Rather than enforcing this here and making sure that we strongly recommend that you accept all parts of this, which is not what they're doing at all. They're forcing bonds. If you want to walk, then you have to accept these rules. There's no other way around it. And that's coming into place for July 2024. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a funny feeling that the first time a bond gets censured here, that a lot of other bonds will come off the road in sympathy with them in terms of not agreeing with the way that they've been dealt with. Now, the other thing that I've heard is that for 2024, everybody's getting a buyball. Everybody who applies will get accepted onto the register, and censures will probably only start happening from 2025. Now, I don't know about you. If that's true, what is the point in this document? What is the point of it? Because if you're giving everybody a buyball in the first round, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're just saying, for this year, it doesn't matter. It's just a paper exercise. But from 2025, this means something. Either this means something, either this is the way forward that you said, the only way forward, or it's not. Don't cut your own, for one, don't cut your own balls off for the sake of just trying to get bonds on board, because that's what that sounds like to me. Now it has to be corroborated that that is actually true. I don't know, it's something that I've heard. I'm just relaying the information to you guys in the bond scene. But folks, there it is. There's the approved bond register from the County Grand Lodge at Belfast. You've heard some of my thoughts. Let me know what you think. Maybe I'm way off. Or maybe you agree with some of that, but let me know in the comments. But also make sure we let the County Grand Lodge know our thoughts as well, because this should be a dialogue that's taking place between the bonds and the county. It shouldn't need videos like this in relation to documents like this. Folks, thanks very much for watching, and make sure you join us on the next episode. Thanks.